Hi. I wasn't expecting you to answer the phone. Did I wake you up? I'm sorry. I know, it's really late. But I just couldn't get any sleep, and, well, I wanted to talk to you. Of course I'm not homesick. But this is the first time in a long time that we've been this far from each other. Just feels really weird not to have you near me. What I would have given to bring you here on this trip with me. No, don't be silly. You don't have to fly over here. I'm heading back tomorrow evening anyway, so we should see each other again really soon. But I did want to hear your voice again. I don't know why, but just hearing you makes me feel better. No, I'm okay. You know how these business trips are. There's no time for sightseeing or doing anything fun. Get on a plane, go to the hotel, then be in a bunch of boring meetings for hours on end. Then head back to the hotel and go to bed. Full day. Even then, I didn't get much sleep. I spent all night getting our group presentation ready. Yeah, the meetings went really good. I think. I did my best to show our project, and everybody seemed impressed with the work our team put in. I'm not the lead of the department for nothing. You always told me how smart I was, and you always pushed me to study and work hard. I appreciate you for that. And all that hard work paid off. Yeah, I am really tired. It's been a busy day. But still, I just couldn't get to sleep. Oh no, it has nothing to do with the room I'm in. They actually put us in this really nice hotel. Everything's so clean and fancy. They even served us free meals, and we got our own individual rooms. It's got a beautiful view. You can see the entire city from here. Even though I don't like heights, I don't feel too bad about it. Surprisingly, the view is just so nice. Plus, the bed is so soft and fluffy. But there is something missing. Something that even this fancy pants hotel doesn't have. Well, that thing is you. You have no idea how much I miss you. No amount of pillows, plushies, or blankets could ever replace the feeling of you beside me. What do you mean you don't do anything special? Don't be silly. You do so much for me, even if you don't realize it. Do I really need to remind you what you do to make me feel better? When we're in bed, you tucky me in. You make sure I'm covered from head to toe under the blanket. And if I'm feeling sad or lonely, you put your arms around me and you hold me tight. My body pressed against yours. Do you remember how I reacted when you first did that? I was so surprised I let out a small yelp. You got so scared you almost fell off the bed. But you know that wasn't because I didn't want you close. It was just, I wasn't used to somebody else touching me that way before. Okay, yeah, I'll admit it was a little bit awkward the first few times. But after a while, it just became really natural. You are always looking out for me. When I'm cold, you make sure to wrap blankies around me. and if I'm having a bad dream, you always find a way to gently wrap your arms around me without waking me up. And then once I feel the warmth from you, all my troubles just fade away. You have no idea how special you are to me. That feeling I get when I'm in your arms, buried in your chest, your hands holding mine, making sure I'm not cold. And when I look up, I can see my reflection in your beautiful eyes. That gaze of yours makes me feel warm and fuzzy. It's nice knowing that I don't have to go through things alone. I know you're always there to support me. I know that I could just close my eyes, and you would surprise me with your lips against mine. Always so gentle, but pressed just enough to remind me how much you love me. All that makes me want to hold on to you even tighter, because I'm afraid I'll lose you if I let go. Even if deep in my heart, I know you will always be there for me. And now that I don't have you right now here with me, I'm a little sad, a little lonely. But hearing your voice has really helped me, at least for tonight. You know, when I get back home, I expect an extra hug and kiss to make up for it. Hello? Are you still there? Hello? Oh, it's okay. You fell asleep. It's kind of cute, actually. I don't blame you. I'm sure you had a really busy day, too. Besides, it is already pretty late. It'll be morning in a few hours. I could tell you were also having a hard time sleeping. You answered the phone so quickly. Maybe it sounds a little bit selfish and mean, but that makes me happy. To know that I matter that much to you. Just as much as you matter to me. I know, we'll see each other again soon. It'd be really nice if you could come with me on one of my trips. We could take like an extra day and go sightseeing or do something fun. Make it a kind of weekend vacation. That would definitely change my attitude toward these business trips. But I'm getting way ahead of myself. We can talk about it and plan it out another day. Preferably when you're a little more awake and able to hear me. Okay, I'm gonna go get some sleep too. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night. I love you. Okay, bye.